let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. The verses of Maya Mitra Das and her highly acclaimed poetry book, Rhythms Primeval, poems explore the boundaries of human loneliness as well as the healing power of love. Poet and short story writer Maya Mitra Das was born in India, came to the United States in 1973. She studied internal medicine and pediatrics in India, England, and the United States, and earning while here her M.D. and Ph.D., received her training at Downstate Medical Center and State University Hospital in Brooklyn. She completed two fellowships, one for the Department of Hematology and Oncology at UCLA Medical Center, and the second at the University of California, San Francisco, for radiation oncology. She currently serves on the medical staff at Children's Hospital in Oakland, California, working with sickle cell anemia in children. Her poetry has appeared in her book, Rhythms Primeval, the anthology Tuesday's Poetry. Two narrative poems have been anthologized in What's in a Name? Silhouettes of Time is her first collection of short fiction, intriguing tales that take us on wildly imaginative journeys to exotic and sometimes alien landscapes, introducing us to infinitely curious topics in time, space, and memory. Poet and short story writer Dr. Maya Mitra Das, author of Rhythms Primeval and Silhouettes of Time, is back with us on This Week in America. Dr. Das, welcome back to the program. It's a pleasure to have you back with us.
Thank you very much. I'm glad that I am talking to you, and it's a pleasure talking to you.
It is our pleasure, and I've been looking forward to having you back. And in just a few seconds here, we're going to have you read some of the poems from Rhythms Primeval. But first of all, a little background on the book. How did you come up with the inspiration? What was the motivation for writing this collection of poetry?
I was attending a opera class. It was given by our professor Jerry Ball, and he was an extremely interesting person. He was a teacher of mathematics, religion, and then he was actor, an opera singer, you name it. And he is the founder of Haiku's Foundation in San Francisco. And he got three awards from UKTAKI chapter of San Francisco and Canada.
Wow.
So I was attending his opera class, and he said, I will be teaching poetry class, and you come. I said, what I have to do? Read poetry? He said, no, you have to write poetry. I said, oh, no, I don't want to write poetry. So no, you come. So I just went there, and when I arrived there, I was really nervous. I don't know what to do, but he said, I will guide you through. And then I just found it a splendid world of poetry, and where I thought that there is no escape from Dr. Jerry Ball. He's no more, but I just, my tribute to him, that he inspired me to write this poetry book.
And he writes the introduction and says very nice things, and you were very complimentary of him. He obviously was an excellent teacher. You were an excellent student. The book is Rhythms Primeval that we're talking about. Mention haikus. If you would read a couple from the book Rhythms Primeval to start, I'd like to have you read some of the selections in your book. Let's start, if you will, with the haikus, please.
A thousand diamonds, raindrops on oak leaves, in the haze of wintry sun. A thousand diamonds, raindrops on oak leaves, in the haze of wintry sun. Misty morning, dreamy landscape blushed, first kiss of sun. Misty morning, dreamy landscape blushed, first kiss of sun. In winter rain, a pool where two muddy streams meet, a green frog jumps. In winter rain, a pool where two muddy streams meet, a green frog jumps.
I can see that as you're talking. Those words are very descriptive, and I love having you read these because you bring the words off of the page. Any others that you would like to read for us?
Any other poem or haiku?
Let's do another haiku. I like haikus. These are fun. So if, if you've got another one there for us, let's please do that.
Sure. Raindrops falling from the cinder leaves of tall grasses at the foot of mountain. Raindrops falling from the slender leaves of tall grasses at the foot of the mountain. Through the quiet, the rocky river come closer with rounded softness. Through the quiet, the rocky river comes closer with rounded softness. Autumn afternoon, misty light slants through trees. Sudden thunder breaks the peace. Autumn afternoon, misty light slants through trees. Sudden thunder breaks the peace.
So well done. And once again, I can feel the words as you're reading these. Our guest on the program once again is Maya Mitra Das. That's MayaMitraDas. All of this you'll find on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You can link on directly to our website, author MayaMitraDas.com. Book available at Amazon, all the usual places. The book of poetry, the collection is Rhythms Primeval. Do you have one more haiku for us? I like these. If you would pleasure me with one more, I would appreciate
okay, sure.
this. One more, please.
Sure. Shadows darken in the mountain canyon framed in pine branches. Shadows darken in the mountain canyons framed in pine branches.
Are these as much fun to write as they are for us to read and to hear? These are so enjoyable. Do you like writing haikus?
We had to write haiku in the class, and we used to read to each other, to the students and to Jerry Ball. So, actually haikus is just it at the moment, so it's fun once you start writing. But to start it you take time to think about it, what you write.
It seems like once you get started, the words just flow, and it's a talent, and you are really, you do so well with this. Our guest is Maya Mitra Das. The book is Rhythms Primeval. Let's take some time, and what better way to talk about the collection of poetry than to read some? And I know you've got several for us. What are you going to read, first of all? What poetry selection for us?
Oh, I have some poetry, like the title I'll tell you. Winter arrives, the waves, a meteor, a burning heart, and the dark. And the last one is Echoes of Rama.
Okay, so the winter arrives. Please read that for us.
The winter arrives silently, mist wraps trees when wind blows gently. The silence that falls all night from the stars becomes a song. The song that swells in melodies in the sea surges up all day playfully. Now evening has come down on the shore in fading light. The seabirds follow the song to their warm nests.
That from Maya Mitra Das, so well, it's visual as you're talking about that, and you can sense it as well. You can sort of feel winter arriving with the scene that you paint for us. What's the next poem?
Okay, I'll read Waves, okay?
Okay, yes, and this is all in Maya's book, Rhythms Primeval, and you'll find it on our website, and I'll give you that information here very shortly in the program.
The waves, waves like fanned out snakes, keep crushing on solemn rocks. Sun's last kiss of the day spills color in a glorious way. Of all waves, big and small, I love but only one, the wave that came close and touched me with a shiver. Set my silhouette on sand to tremor, then dissolve in wavy quiver. I cry out loud and utter, is this your message? Seagull shrieks and ocean rumbles.
Once again, so well done by our guest on the program. short story writer and poet and accomplished doctor, Maya Mitra Das. And the book is available on our website, author MayaMitraDas.com. And I'll spell that again before the end of the program. It's MayaMitra, and Das is DAS. Book available as well as Amazon, all the usual places. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Doctor, we've had time for several more. I think The Chain of Pearls is one that you were going to read for us as well.
The Chain of Pearls. Black clouds grace the sky as a veil of dark falls below. The breeze is sighing by. Tearful mothers' wailing eyes drip as rain drips as their son's blood rolls in the ocean. Mothers, I can only weave a chain of pearls with my tears of sorrow. A chain of pearls around thy neck with tears of my sorrow.
We have time for several more. This next one is The Meteor of a Burning Heart. And then I want you to close with a special historical poem that means something special to you. If you're set, if you could read The Meteor of a Burning Heart, please.
Okay, sure. A meteor of burning heart. A meteor of a burning heart shoots across the dark sky when curtains of eyes are raised high, searching for a stage within or without. They find a symbol of wholeness inside the bottom of deep darkness. The search ends in partial fulfillment through a sacrifice on an altar of devotion that shines in part in wholeness and finds its wholeness in part.
So well done. And again, from Dr. Das's book, Rhythms Primeval, I'd like her to close with a story that's meaningful, a poem that's very meaningful for her, the Echo of Rama. While you're getting that around, give us just a little bit of background and why this is so special to you.
Oh, this is my great-grandma. And she was born in the late 19th century. You will know through the poem. And when I was very young, and she used to love me very much, of course, and she used to tell me stories about her life and her involvement against the British rule and how she did lead a procession to the town square. And that's why I just had her for a few years, and that was very precious and valuable for me. And when I started writing the poetry, I just wrote this poetry as a historical tale. And also I wrote a short story in my Silhouettes of Time about her.
What a tribute to your great-grandmother. If you would now please Echo of Rama, please read Echo of Rama.
Echo of Rama, historical tale. Waves of melody echo from the past, a tune of Vairabhi played by my great-grandmother. Her room was on the second floor with big windows and a marble floor. Born in late 19th century, olive-skinned Rama with big black eyes had many talents. She wrote poetry and played her clarionet with a regal smile. Looking like a sculpted figure, gold bangles dazzle like stars. I used to call her Bhima. Fondly, she called me Naina. She married a young man at 16 who was district judge in her hometown in the west part of Bengal, far from the big city of Kolkata. Echoes of tune from the past keep on echoing till this day. Bhima was a special woman, co-founded an institute for destitute women. To help the poor, Bhima started their work and brought rupees for their craft, trained herself in midwifery, and assisted delivering newborn babies. In summer, we went on morning rides, often by the riverside. River Ganges was full to the brim. A steamer whistled and tugged along. while the river flowed elegantly, people on the banks prayed peacefully. The cool breeze and tranquility refreshed us completely. The time to return came all too soon quickly. One day, I wanted a real story, along with the cups of tea's swirling stream. Bhima's eyes sparkled as she started the story. The sun came out of the clouds and spilled in its color all around. The clouds returned. Bhima held her clarionet sadly and began. When goods of India were banned, closed from the British Isles, took over the market, weavers' thumbs were sacrificed to save their lives. This we must not permit, Bhima exclaimed. Bhima's eyes searched the distance in agony. An event was organized. A woman's good group would march to the town square and burn clothes imported from England. The women of the town gathered. Rama led the march right in front. Carrying the national flag in her right hand, she shouted, "British, quit India!" The woman shouted, "British, quit India! Bande Mataram! Glory to our mother!" They marched to the town square in peace, followed closely by police. At the town square, they stopped. Clothes from the Manchester were gathered. They started a fire in the heap of the clothes. Flame rose in snake-like smoke, filling the sky. Mounted police charged their baton. One by one, women fell to the ground. Lying in the river of blood, they shouted, "Please, please leave our land!" Bhima, with a fractured arm, bleeding forehead, held her flag up, screaming, "Leave our land!" The news spread like wildfire from one town to another until the British monopoly ceased. Wind chimes plays gently. The setting sun spills its color of glory. The evening's darkness spread the veil while cricket starts the serenade. While stars twinkle one by one, the sound of the raga keeps on coming, the tune of Vairabhi that was played by my great-grandmother.
Well, I can tell the passion that you have in reading that poem, and what a lasting tribute to your great-grandmother, a remarkable lady. I could, with your words, visualize her as you were talking, and again, what a lasting legacy for your great-grandmother. This has been fun having you back on the program, having you actually read some of your poetry. All of this is available in Dr. Das's book, Rhythms Primeval. The book is available at Amazon, at her website, author mayamitradas.com. That's MayaMitradas. And we'll have all of this on our website. A minute or so left in the program, Doctor. What are you working on now? Are you working on more poetry or another book of short stories?
I am writing a few poetries also, but I am now very much engaged in doing a historical fiction about a character from 14th to 15th century sculpture in Italy, Florence. And also a parallel character of actually my friend, who is a famous neurosurgeon. He also came from not so fortunate condition, but he is a famous neurosurgeon, and he made it up to that. The Queen Elizabeth gave him the OBE, Order of British Empire, because he did his surgery was so unique that he saved so much people's lives, and also the morbidity means that the patients do not have the sequelae of the operation.
Yes.
So I am took his permission. I am also giving a parallel character to that sculpture. He's the character of the sculpture's art and the art of my friend's neurosurgeon.
Well, I'm looking forward to, hopefully we'll have a chance to talk about those. And you have so much that you're understanding as the doctor is talking about her writing. She also is a dancer. She plays piano. She, by day, works in the sickle cell anemia for children at Children's Hospital in Oakland, California. Always something going on in your life, and it's so fascinating. I have such admiration for what you do, and it's such a pleasure to have you back on the program. Dr. Rudas, thank you for being back with us. Continued success with everything you do, and hopefully we'll have a chance to do this again.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure talking to you and giving me a chance to read my poetry. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, and thank you for reading the poetry. Our guest has been Maya Mitra Das. Her website is author Maya Mitra Das, MayaMitraDas. Book available at Amazon, all of the usual places. Actually, the books, Rhythms Primeval, and the short stories that she's written, Silhouettes of Time. And, of course, all this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.